Students talk about why they like seeing movies for free, and candidates come to interview for an administrative position. This week on Media OCU. Students last week were able to see a movie for free at Harkins Theater in Bricktown. The Student Activities Council, or SAC, provides students with a free movie ticket the last Thursday of each month. Students check in with the members of SAC, have their student ID swiped, and receive a voucher for any movie that is playing that night. SAC buys tickets at the beginning of each school year based on the previous year's attendance. Free movie night has been occurring since 2008 and has always been at Harkins Theater. Committee members considered changing the theater, but the central location and dining options around Harkins are hard to beat. Gloria Furman, dance management senior, said that she has tried to go to as many free movie nights as possible.
It just kind of brings all of the students together, because then you go to Bricktown and you see all your friends, and it almost forms like a community, because like in the theater, you know that it's just OCU students in there and everyone's laughing and having a good time, and it promotes good student well-being.
There is one more free movie night in April, and SAC plans to carry the event into the next academic year. Candidates for the Vice President of Student Affairs position are in the process of interviewing for the job. Each candidate spends a day on campus, going to meetings and interviews with administrators, staff, and current students. The current candidates are Catherine Gage, Amy Ayres, and Elizabeth Donnelly. Donnelly is the current Acting Vice President of Student Affairs. Students are invited to go to forums with each candidate to find out more about them. Students are able to ask questions in the room, as well as pre-submitting questions they may not feel comfortable saying in person. The student forum for Elizabeth Donnelly has been rescheduled due to a lack of turnout at her original meeting. Marianne Grover, Marketing Junior and SGA Vice President, is on the selection committee for the position.
The VPSA is in charge of so many things that are so vital to students, from things like SGA to the Involve Center to university counseling to all of these different departments, career services, all of these departments that are so integral to student success fall under the umbrella of VPSA.
There are two more student forums for candidates in the next week. Students can talk with Amy Ayres on March 31st and Elizabeth Donnelly on April 1st. Both of these are from 4:30 to 5:15 p.m. in the Great Hall in the Tom and Brenda McDaniel University Center. The committee predicts that the new vice president would start on July 1st. That's it for now. This is Amy Furman, and thanks for listening to Media OCU.